This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Rob Brown Show, hour number four. Starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Lonzo, and you rolling through the fourth quarter, the final 60 of the show, which you, of course, can be a part of at 844-326-3663. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to get in on the broadcast this AM, you can text that number. You can call that number, pop it into the phone, save it as a contact, and fire us off a message or a phone call any dadgum time you want to. All right? 24/7, 365. We'll only answer it between 6 and 10, but you can. You can fire off a text whenever you want. Sometimes we'll get around to them even if they're when we're off the air. All right. Lonzo, I'm, you know what? I'm going to say this is worth breaking the glass for. I'm going to say this is breaking news worthy, Carolina Panther news. Breaking news brought to you by our friends at BetMGM and the BetMGM Network. Make sure you check back for the cycle every Saturday noon to four on the BetQL Network. Had to be out the last couple of Saturdays, but the boys are back in town. Rob and Cody, Rob, right again this Saturday. Rob Brown, that's me. Cody Decker, former MLB player. We host that show together from noon to four every Saturday. And, of course, there's fine programming on the BetMGM Network around the clock, around the calendar. Carolina Panthers have informed veteran linebacker Shaq Thompson that he could enter free agency as the Cats have decided to move on in another direction. The 30-year-old was a team captain, has been a mentor on the defense since 2015, but has played just six games in the last two seasons because of injury. Shaq drafted with the first-round pick of the 2015 Cats, played in a Super Bowl as a rookie alongside Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. 752 tackles, fourth most in franchise history, trails only Davis and Kuechly, as well as Mike Minter. Dan Morgan put out a statement that said, quote, "We appreciate Shaq's leadership and dedication over the past 10 seasons, always a source of passion and enthusiasm. He was committed to this organization on and off the field, poured into his teammates, and strived to bring out the best in the team. We wish Shaq the best as he moves forward with his career." Back in 2022, he had 135 tackles. That was a career high, but he did suffer a broken ankle in week two of 2023. In week four of last year, suffered a torn Achilles that kept him off of the field. Also had three picks, four forced fumbles, four fumble recoveries, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown in 2016 to go along with 12 sacks. Appeared in 123 games, was named a team captain in five of his seasons, a testament to leadership on that side of the ball, according to the article that broke this news on Panthers.com. This is one of those spots that, to me, we as fans sometimes get an old kick in the nards reminder that the NFL is a business. Sometimes we get a blunt force-related trauma injury from the whiplash that, while we grow to like the guys, while we grow to be fans of the guys, at the end of the day, the NFL is a business. And at the end of the day, decisions sometimes have to be made that are emotionally difficult, that are difficult in terms of your sentiment towards players or teams or guys or coaches or whatever. Sometimes you got to make the tough call. Sometimes you got to make the call that you don't want to make because it's going to hurt feelings. This is one of those calls. Shaq Thompson is a heck of a football player. Shaq Thompson also has dealt with a ton of injuries the last couple of years that have led to him getting paid a lot of money and not playing games. And it's not his fault. Let's be real clear. This isn't a, I don't want to play. This isn't a, I don't want to be here. Shaq has said multiple times, I want to play my career out here. I want to retire a Panther. I want to be part of this organization from start to finish. But the reality is, what you want and what you get ain't always the same thing when you start talking about having to float millions and millions of dollars around the table to certain guys. My bet, and I think we'll find this out later on in the week, my bet is going to be that even though Shaq took a pay cut to stay with the team last year, my bet is Carolina was going to ask him to take another one. Man, you've played a couple of games over the past couple of years. It's unfortunate, but if you can't stay healthy, you can't stay rostered. As the old expression goes, your best ability is availability. And unfortunately, Shaq just has not been available. Look, I'm not a Carolina Panther fan. I am a Carolina Panther supporter. I am not a Panther fan. I want him to win anyway, because when the Cats are winning, Rob Brown gets to do more stuff. When he gets to do more stuff, he gets paid more money. It's a real simple equation for me. So I pull for this team to win, because if this team wins, I get paid more, and I'm a big fan of that. Shaq Thompson joined a select group of Carolina Panthers that, even as a supporter, not fan, even as a divisional rival, joined a group of players that I grew to respect, I grew to like. Luke Kuechly was in that group. Steve Smith, in a weird way, was in that group. By the way, you seen the stuff Steve Smith's in? Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, now I got to talk about it in the show. We'll come to that later. He made it into that group of Carolina Panther players that I like and that I respect, even as a divisional rival. But the reality here is, as good as he is, as good as he was, my man's on the wrong side of 30, and he's just been unable to string together runs of health.
So 30 is the wrong side of 30?
I mean, I feel like 30 in one day is on the wrong side of 30, right?
Okay, all right.
30 in a day, you're now older than 30. You're always going to be getting further away from 30 than you are closer to it. All right.
Right now, I'm on the right side of 30 is 29.
Right side of 30 is 29 and 355 days or less. Right now, today, technically, I'm on the right side of 40. Thursday, I will not be. Okay. And I'll never be on the right side of 40 starting Thursday. That's just how that expression works. Shaq's on the wrong side of 30. And when you're on the wrong side of 30 and you've played 6 games over 2 years, when you're on the wrong side of 30, and you made it 2 games into 2 seasons ago and 4 games into last season, and you're unable to go, it's not your fault. There's nothing that could have been done differently. That broken ankle in 2023 was against the Saints. I remember it very clearly. Like, I was bummed out for Shaq. I was bummed out for the Carolina Panthers. Sometimes football kicks you in the junk with a dose of reality. And that's what this is. It sucks. I hate it. Because Shaq is still a guy, I believe, that can be an integral part of the defense. But the reality is, even after a pay cut, you were playing Shaq Thompson a lot of money to be in the rehab room. And while, again, not his fault, nothing that could be done differently. The broken ankle was a freak accident. The torn hammy, that just kind of is what it is, unfortunately. Those things happen 2 weeks and then 4 weeks into the season, meaning that you were going 15 and 13 games without the guy. And if you're doing that, I can put that money elsewhere. Bryce Young needs another wide receiver. Bryce Young, to me, needs to upgrade at the tight end spot. Bryce Young could see some more money spent across the offensive line. We've talked about this with Rashad Beard constantly since the end of the season. This team is going to have to invest in the defense this year, because while it has been respectable, I would even say commendable, what they've done the last couple of years with the amount of injuries and the amount of oopses that they've had, with the fact that they've had plenty of issues with health and well-being. The reality is, roster-wise, you're just not there. And as Zoe and I have pointed out a number of times over the past couple of years, this division can be taken by an up-and-coming team. You don't have to be a good, established, successful team to win this division next year. I absolutely think Tampa Bay's taking a step back next year. Not only did Canales leave him 2 years ago, Liam Coen was the OC for 1 year, and now he's over in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence. Tampa's taking a step back this year. Atlanta, again, I don't know what Atlanta's going to be next year. What I do know is I'll believe Atlanta's turned a corner when Atlanta's turned the corner, right? You ever got that friend that like constantly is like, I'm on the way? You're like, good to hear it. And then they show up half an hour later. You're like, yo, what were you doing? Well, you know, I was getting in the shower when I said I'm on the way. That's not on the way, man. That's kind of how I feel about Atlanta. Constantly getting texts that I'm on the way, but you and I both know they're laid on the couch with their dog like, damn, I'll get ready in a minute. I'll get ready quick. It'll take me 5 minutes to get ready. That's the Falcons. I'll believe Atlanta's turned the corner into success when Atlanta is successful. That's when I'll believe that's the case. So, with all of that being said, I am convinced that if the investments are made by the Panthers this offseason wisely and at the right positions, while I don't think it will matter, I don't think no matter what they do this offseason, Carolina ain't Super Bowl ready yet. They need two more years of moves to get there. But I do think they can win a division title this year. I do think they can put themselves in the playoffs. Why is that important, Rob? If you don't think they can win a Super Bowl, why is that important? Because being attracted to free agents is a huge deal. We've talked about Philly a bunch of times. Philly has got the priorities in order. You got to nail the draft across the offensive and defensive lines. That's all they've done. They nail the draft across the lines. And then they go get the A.J. Browns out of free agency. They nail the draft. Then they go get their Saquon Barkley's in free agency or via trade or whatever. Carolina's in that spot right now. They're in that spot. They go nail the offensive and defensive lines via the draft. And they can go win a division. Now, when A.J. Brown or DeAndre Hopkins or whoever is in play as a free agent or a trade target, now the Carolina Panthers become an attractive possibility. Not a, well, I'll go there for, you know, one season as a mercenary and then I'm out. Now all of a sudden you look like an attractive team. So as much as this one stings a little bit to have to say farewell to a young man who's been there since 2016, as much as it stings to have to cut a captain, as much as it stings to have to cut one of the only two guys left on the roster from the Super Bowl run, at the end of the day, the Carolina Panthers sit atop a precipice right now. And on one hand is greatness, and on the other hand is another few years of mediocrity. And the reality is, a 30-year-old linebacker who was getting paid as much as Shaq was getting paid even after the pay cut, a 30-year-old linebacker who in a 17-game season has given you six games across 34 of them, that doesn't help pushing you towards the side of the precipice upon which success falls. That holds you back. That's a weight. That's an anchor. And as much as you love the guy and as much as he's done in Charlotte and as much as he's done for this team and yada, 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 at the end of the day, Dan Morgan had a choice to make. On one hand, He can keep a guy around who's an image guy. He can keep a guy around who's on the posters, who's on the banners, who's on the marquee. Or number two, he can take the money he saves from letting Shaq walk, and he can invest that in the next guy. Wide receiver, tight end, hell, maybe a linebacker to replace Shaq Thompson, whatever it's going to be. This is one of those times where the reality is, if you're not available, I don't care how good you make me feel. If you're not available, if you can't be there, if you can't play, I don't care how amazing you've been to me in my past. I don't care what memories we have. I don't care what history we have. It might suck. It might sting. But I got to let you go. We compare everything on this show to one of three things. Wrestling, food, or relationships. Because those are the three things that everybody understands. Wrestling, food, and relationships. I'm going to put this into the relationship category. You've been dating somebody since 2016. You've had a good relationship. You've had a lot of great memories. You've had a lot of good times. You've gone on trips together. You've found success together. You've navigated the good times and the bad. And then one day, that person stops showing up. One day, that person isn't there. One day, that person says, we're going on a date. And then you show up to the place where the date's going to happen, and they don't show up. I'm going to take you to dinner. You show up at the restaurant. They're not there. At some point, you got to look at it and go, we've had great memories. We've had great times. We've helped each other through some ups, some downs. But if you can't show up when I need you there, I got to cut ties, no matter how good the memories are. No matter how smiley-faced we were in our photos. No matter how many times I've told everybody how amazing, spectacular, splendiferous you are. Sometimes you got to cut the cord and go, unfortunately, if you're not available, if you're not there for me, I can't be there for you. And I kind of think that's where we are. It sucks because it's not Shaq's fault, right? It's not for a lack of effort. The guy's been in shape at the start of the last two seasons. The guy's been there. He's been ready to go, ready to be a leader. But if you can't stay healthy, and not just can you not stay healthy, but you've been unhealthy for back-to-back years, you're not available. You're not showing up on date night. And even if you have really good reasons, if you just keep not showing up when I need you, I got to cut ties. I got to move on. And that's kind of where this is. So I wish Shaq Thompson the best. I really do. I think he's a fun player. He's an intense player. He's a guy I like to watch play. Like I said, he made it into that elite tier of Panther players that even as a fan of my beloved New Orleans Saints, I'm like, I like that dude. I like watching that dude play. But he's played six games through 2 years. He was eating up cap. You're at a precipice right now. If Carolina was coming off of a 2-15 season and Bryce Young stank and everybody stank and Dave Canales stank and Frank Reich was the coach or whatever, if all the things that were true last year happened, I'd be like, eh, keep him around, right? You need some locker room positivity. You need a guy who can walk in there and give you a wave and a handshake and a smile. And everybody buys in and goes, okay, we'll follow that guy into battle. But you're at a spot right now where you got a hammer. You're moving forward. You got to hammer the accelerator. And unfortunately, Shaq Thompson's an anchor, not a gas man. Let's take a break. Come back after this. Got a few more things I want to run through on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Hot Rod Brown Show continues. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Just a couple of dudes hanging out talking sports every morning from 6 till 10 a.m. Got a couple of things I want to get to. Let's start with this. We played some Rick Pitino sound earlier in the show. I'll play you one more. This clip was going around social media over the weekend. Rick Pitino, his St. John's basketball team, trailing in the first half of a big-time game. I love it.
Wow.
I love
adversity
it.
Is being a player for Rick Pitino.
I love it. I'm all in. That's I hear that speech. If I got a boy, I'm going, that's your coach right there. That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yeah, a lot of people are not that way.
I mean, cool. That's the coach I want. The coach.
When's the last time he won anything?
Rick Pitino, he's run a lot. Yeah, his team's very good. His team's going to be a top eight seed in this
when's
tournament.
When's the last time he won a championship?
If that's all we're talking about, then I'm going with Dan Hurley because that guy's really good. But Rick Pitino has won plenty. He's won three championships, his most recent in 2013. He's been to the Final Four, eight times in his career? He's won the AAC multiple times. He won the Big East back when it was a thing, both regular season and tournament. He's a five-time SEC tournament champ. He's a two-time SEC regular season champ. He's a two-time America East champ. The dude's good.
And as I recall, he enjoys clearing the tables at Italian restaurants.
Okay, well, I didn't say he's perfect. I said he's good as a coach, all right? I'm probably saying maybe learn from him in the locker room, maybe not in the Olive Garden. You know what I mean? But I'll say this. I love that message. I really do. Like, because, and again, it's been a minute, but when I was coaching basketball, I was coaching like 9th and 10th graders the last time I coached. It's been a couple of years. I'd like to get back into it. Last time I was coaching, I cannot tell you.
You know, all the things you've been saying on the air, it's probably going to make it really difficult for you to get back into it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
The last time I coached basketball, and again, it's been a couple of years, but the last time I did, and this was 2017, 18? I can't tell you the number of players that I coached up coming into high school. So at a point in time where I expect, and I think it's fair too, I expect players to be developing into young adults. I expect players to understand you're going to lose. You're going to have a bad game. You're going to have your shot be off one day. Maybe in the wrong gym, your eyes aren't seeing the rim the right way, or maybe you just suck that day. But everybody's got their role to play, no matter the circumstances, the teams, yours, the games, whatever. And I had plenty of players come through that if their shot was off, they shut down. If they had a couple of bad dribbles and turnovers, they shut down. They threw a couple of passes that got picked off and went the other way. They shut down. And guys that you kind of got to look at and go, buddy, there's other ways that you can help this team. There's other ways that you can get invested in the game to help us win. I like this from Rick Pitino. And listen, I've given Rick Pitino plenty of crap about his decision-making off the basketball court. Plenty of crap about his decision-making court, his decision-making processes off the basketball court. The man's made mistakes, ain't no doubt about it. But I frankly think we need more of that in coaching. I think we need more of people looking players in the face and saying, "You missed some shots. It's going to happen to all of us." My question is, how are you going to respond to that? Because if you're going to shut down when things don't go your way, you're not just going to suck as a basketball player. You're going to suck as a person. That's just how it goes. Things aren't going to go your way. You're going to get told no. You're going to try an idea out, and it's going to fail miserably. You're going to go for it, and you're going to come up way short. The question is, how are you going to respond to that? I heard that clip, I think Saturday morning. Saturday was a long day for the family. We had a funeral on Saturday. We had a lot to do, and I got to tell you, I was kind of in my feels a little bit. All right, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself a little bit, and almost as if the algorithm is in my head, scrolling through the gram Saturday, sitting on the couch, feeling kind of blasé. And as I scrolled through, I saw that clip. And like, there are times when it is the message that is important, not the messenger. There are times when you go, all right, that person's not perfect. But what they said, I get it. I don't know why. That clicked. I feel like if we had more of that messaging, and I'm not just talking about sports, I'm talking about life in general. If we had more of that messaging, the messaging that you've got to understand, whether it's your jumper on a basketball court or your passing stats on the gridiron or your serve on a tennis court or your wrister on a hockey rink or whatever, if things aren't going the right way, the answer is not to shut down everything about your game, quite the opposite. The answer is to pick it up and go, where else can I succeed? Where else can I help? Where else can I be better? What else can I do to make myself better, to make my team better, to make the organization better, whatever. Not to shut down, not to demand a trade, not to ask to be released from your scholarship or whatever. Now, I'm not saying you don't make decisions that benefit you. You got to look out for number one. Welcome to life, baby. You got to look out for number one. But what I am saying is, when you are committed, when you are in, when you are being a part of a team, a part of an organization, or if you are just looking out for you, I like that message from Rick Pitino. I think it's a good one. He said, who are you and where were you raised that the second that there's some adversity, you just shut it down and go radio silent on me? Can't have it. And I agree. I agree. Even if the place that you are isn't the best place for you to be. I've said this before. Even if where you are isn't the best place for you to be. You know what the best way to get noticed so that you can go where you are supposed to be is? Go full throttle. Go kick ass. Go win. Go show what you are capable of doing even when things aren't the best scenario around you. More of that. That's the type of coaching that I think we should provide more of. That's the type of coaching that I think young people need. Because that's the type of coaching that keeps a guy from going out there, going 2 of 10 from the floor, and then going, tap me out, coach. Tap me out. I can't do anything today. Well, you can't do this one thing. You can't do this one thing. And what this one thing is a major part of the game. I'm not arguing that it's not. But not being able to do this one thing, there's like 10 other things you could be doing. There's a lot of other stuff you could be doing out there that would make this team better off for it. Your shot's not falling? Fine. Go grab me 10, 15 assists in this game. Your shot's not falling? Fine. Go get me 12 boards. Your shot's not falling? Fine. Go get me a couple of takeaways. Go get some steals. Slap the hardwood, play some defense. One thing going not going your way does not mean you can't make other things go your way. Adversity is a part of life. It's tough. Tough part of life. Sometimes life kicks you in the boys. And you got two options. You go shut it down, take it to the bench, tap yourself out, and not play anymore. Or are you going to look around and go, this one thing sucks, but I can make up for it. More Rick Pitino. More of that. Now, maybe keep your pants on at the Olive Garden. But like outside of that, more Rick Pitino is all I'm saying. All right, got a few more things I want to get to throughout the course of the show, which is one segment left to get to. A lot more to get to, a lot more to talk about. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. The Rob Brown Show rolls on after this. It's the Fan Upstate. Final segment of a Monday, my dudes and dudettes. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number if you want to jump on board and give us a shout. Now's a spectacular opportunity. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE is the number to be a part of the program. So we talked a little bit about Shaq Thompson being released by the Carolina Panthers. This is, if you are following along from a distance, very simply a money transaction, a financial transaction, a transaction that had to be taken under because the team's got to add talent this year. I said after the Super Bowl, and I stand on this, I think there is about to be a philosophical reset across the National Football League. I think a lot of teams are going to attempt moving forward to emulate the success had by the Philadelphia Eagles this past season. And the reason why is what the Philadelphia Eagles did this past season is emulatable. It is something that any team can copy. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful at it, but you can try. The system is right there, right? The ability to successfully pull it off is in question. But what needs to be done is right there. And we spent quite a bit of time talking about it. Nail the draft. And nail the draft starting at the football and moving outwards. Nail the draft by starting at the line of scrimmage and then moving outwards. Find guys that can help you win at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. And then, once you're an established, dominant line of scrimmage team, then you start filling in your gaps with your free agents. Then you start filling in your gaps with your trades. Then you start filling in the skill position set. That's what Philly's done. It's not to say every draft pick has been a line of scrimmage player that's been dominant. They've gone and found the Devontaes out there for sure. But by and large, Philadelphia has won at life because they nailed the draft starting at the line of scrimmage and moving outwards. And then they go get the A.J. Browns. Then they go get the Saquon Barkleys. And what that allows you to do is recognize the skill set that you have built across the line of scrimmage. And you go, okay, we've built ourselves here a smaller, more agile offensive line. So what can we do with that? Well, we know we're going to be resetting the line of scrimmage. We know we're going to have a lot of pulls. We know we're going to have a lot of guys moving. We're going to be shifting the blocking scheme to the left and to the right. All right? Who are the skill position talent guys that we can utilize in that set? Smaller, faster wide receivers so we can get them across the middle easier. Probably not a power running back. Probably a running back that can run with the offensive line and then adjust the angle as necessary. Probably a quarterback that's better rolling out of the pocket than standing in one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can build around that by getting the skill position set guys that fill in as opposed to trying to go find offensive and defensive linemen to mix and match to build to the skill position player set you've got. I think the Philadelphia Eagles have done that better than anybody else. They were very clearly the best team in the postseason, and it was because of that. I don't think the Detroit Lions are all that far behind them, to be honest with you. They've done a good job drafting along the line. So then they started filling in the guys behind them on both sides of the football, and they've built something special. They built an offense and a defense that complement their defensive line and linebacker core instead of the other way around. Their offensive line instead of the other way around. So I think you're going to start to see a philosophical reset across the NFL where teams are going to begin to try to copy, emulate, replicate what the Philly Eagles have done. Again, doesn't mean it's going to be easy to do. Because step one is, as we have said, nail the draft. And if nailing the draft was that easy, you just something you do, be a lot more teams like the Philadelphia Eagles. But there's not. And there's not for a reason. I've said a few times, I think the Carolina Panthers are right there in the mix. I think they're ready for this. I think that they are ready to approach this, to attack this draft like the Eagles. Go get me offensive linemen to put in front of Bryce Young. Go get me guys that you know. And the nice thing about BY is that he can be, as we saw towards the end of this year, a very good pocket passing quarterback. He can be a quarterback that I trust to stand back there in the pocket and deliver a good football when he's got protection. But he's also a guy that can get outside of it. He's also a guy that can move left and right. He's also a guy that you can move the offensive line protection and he can go with it. He can go against it. He's a guy that if the pocket breaks down, he's shifty and he's slippery and he can get to the outside and make plays happen. He is, not in terms of his ability to throw the football, but in terms of his ability to play in or outside of a pocket, moving left and right and still throwing an accurate football, he is Drew Brees-esque in that ability. So you can build any kind of offensive line you want. But if you nail the draft and draft the right guys to put in front of them to pull that off, I think you're very, very set. And it gives you the opportunity to start going out and getting skill position guys. The Carolina Panthers are on the radar. I think players look at this team and they go, upward trajectory. That team's on its way. At least I feel that way about him. And so if that is the case, and you go build an offensive line, and next year Bryce Young's time to pass elevates from that 2.7 seconds we've talking about, and you get it closer to 3.1, 3.2, there is a vast gulf of difference between 2.7 and 3.2 seconds to get rid of the football. A full half a second is immense in time for a quarterback. You put an offensive line and you show that BY is going to have 3+ seconds to throw the football next year, you're going to end up at a spot where a couple of wide receivers are going to look and go, that might be a setup that I could succeed in. I could thrive in. If Adam Thielen at 31 can go down there and be the number one and put up a good season, I know I can. Now, T. Higgins is off the board because apparently the Bengals are going to franchise tag him, and I don't blame him for it. I don't think it's going to work. I think that team's about to blow up around Joe Burrow, and I'm interested to see how that plays out, but that's a different discussion for a different segment. There are going to be a few wide receivers available, either via trade or free agency. We got to let the market shape out a little bit. I think we got to get a little bit closer to and through the draft, but I think Carolina's got to be in the mix for them. How do you do that? How do we make sure that if we got wide receivers that start commanding $100 million contracts, $95 million contracts, as the thought was T. Higgins might if he hits the market, you got to free up money elsewhere. You've got to open up dollar bills, y'all, elsewhere. That's why Shaq Thompson's not a Panther anymore. If you missed that news dropped back towards the start of this hour. Shaq Thompson's not a Panther, has been there since 2016, was one of two remaining players from the Super Bowl team of 2016.
Do they replace him in the draft, or do they go with who they already have?
That's a good question. I this is kind of one of those spots that when you're sitting around that 8, 9, 10 spot, as the Cats are, I got to let 1 through 7 play out. Is there an offensive lineman down there? And again, I know fans don't love an offensive lineman with a top 10 pick, right? Because it's not sexy. But here's the thing. Philadelphia Eagles ain't sexy. They're not. You look at the draft picks from the last few years, not sexy. Outside of a couple of guys, Jalen Hurts a handful of years ago, Devontae the year after him. With the exception of a couple of guys, the Eagles don't have sexy draft picks. They're not going out there and getting every flashy offensive player they can get. They've been drafting the Jalen Carters. They've been drafting every Georgia Bulldog O and D lineman they've been able to get their hands on. Successful formula. So I think you do have to replace Shaq, but I got to see where if Abdul Carter falls to me, that's my pick. If he doesn't, we'll see where else we go. There is one thing I do not want the Cats to do, and I have already said this a couple of places on some different podcasts and broadcasts, and I've gotten some pushback from some Panthers fans and I have it from others. As much as I want Bryce Young to succeed, and as much as I absolutely believe you got to go get him a number one wide receiver, you got to go get him a one. Adam Thielen's not a one. I don't know if Jalen Coker or Xavier Leggett, both of whom I very much love, Xavier Leggett because he's hilarious, Jalen Coker because he can ball. I don't know if either one of those cats has it in them to be a true number one wide receiver. So I got to go find one. I was genuinely in the hopes that T. Higgins was going to be available. Because I'd have figured out how to get into Dan Morgan's ear myself. Been like, that's your guy? That's your guy? I really don't care what it costs. You've got the cap room. You're in a good cap space. Go get that guy. But he's off the market. So I don't know where else you go after that. I think you are, if you were the Panthers, you're letting Shaq Thompson go. Because what you need to be able to do is build the O-line and the D-line through the draft so that you not only have consistency for 4 or 5 years, but you've got consistency at a team-friendly value. As we have talked about a number of times, I think what impressed me the most about the Eagles was that 9 of their 22 starters are still on rookie contracts. 7 of those starters are on defense. There are players in the league that make like half of what Philly's defensive payroll is across the starting board. That's pretty good. That's pretty damn good. So I think you got to build that. And I think it's a good opportunity to do it. I'll tell you the other thing I think you're doing if you're Carolina. I'm trading back. Honestly. I'm trading back. Unless an Abdul Carter falls to me. Unless one of those like generational first round talents somehow falls all the way down to 8, which would be an absolute tumble. I'm trading back. I'll trade back to 14, 16, 18, 20. I'll stack up a handful more draft picks. And then I'm going to end up with the literally and metaphorically, unsexiest draft class in Carolina Panther history because this is going to be all O and D linemen. And then I'm going to sign them all to a rookie contract. I'm going to take all the money I'm saving with Shaq Thompson getting cut. I'm putting it all together in one big pot, and I'm going to go find the 2 or the 3 best wide receivers in the NFL on the free agency list or on the trade block and go, who wants to come here? Who wants to come play? For Bryce Young, who clearly showed that he's a better quarterback at the end of last year. For Dave Canales, who clearly knows how to work the controls of an offense and has a quarterback that's playing behind a new, improved, updated, and oh, by the way, young and consistent offensive line. I think all of the building blocks are right there. And I think the Panthers are in, and I mean this, as advantageous of a situation coming into the draft as anybody else. There are some more decisions that have to be made. Guys like J.C. Horn, you got to evaluate where they are. Is he worth continuing? Is he worth keeping on? Pat Surtain II got a 4-year, $96 million deal. That's the number one corner contract out there. If J.C. Horn wants 90, is he worth it? I don't know. I think there's a lot of evaluation that's got to get done. But the good news is, The good news is you got cap room to play with. The good news is you've got the opportunity to take the Bill Belichickian method of just stockpiling a gazillion draft picks and then going hog wild building your lines. Do the Philly thing. Do the Philly thing. And I think the Carolina Panthers are as well structured as anybody else going into the draft to do the Philly thing.
It's amazing. It was the last couple of years, do the Chiefs thing. Just that quick. Just change it up. All right. The first thing that's texting is Jurgen Klopp.
First off.
First chance to say Jurgen ever. And I just wanted to say Jurgen.
I want to first off give you massive props, not just for bringing Jurgen Klopp into the discussion, but for nailing Jurgen Klopp.
Come on, dude.
Nailing for Jurgen Klopp. Jurgen Klopp, of course, a manager in the Premier League, getting a lot of discussion right now because he's won a bunch. And there are other guys that have been in his spot, replacing him, etc., that aren't winning quite as much.
Yeah, he appears to be, from what I can tell, pretty good.
Yes.
Yes.
He was very good during his time at Liverpool. They replaced him. Their new coach is also doing very well. That's kind of the reason it's trending right now. But you guys want a whole segment of Premier League football?
Not really. All right. Next thing that's asking is Steve Smith Sr. We could do a whole segment on this, but we didn't. So I left it in there.
There's a lot of and a couple of yeah. Do you want to? Yeah. And then one or two, do you want to? And then I'm going to.
Barstool's posted some of the actual texts, and I was like, oh.
Steve Smith Sr. got into a little Oingo Boingo relationship with a dude's wife, and the dude found the text messages between said wife and Steve Smith Sr., then recorded himself calling Steve Smith Sr., and he was like, yo, bro, you been my wife? And his answer is, my bad. The dude's like, you knew she was married. Steve Sy- like, oh, it was very awkward to listen to. My question is, if you're that dude, what's the play here? Auto divorce? Like, it's auto divorce, right? Like, because you know you ain't bringing the confidence and swagger to the nighttime that Steve Smith Sr. is.
Well, the thing is, I mean, is it good form, bad form to post everything he did? Because he has shamed someone big time. The question is, does shame work anymore? I don't know. Does it? Will this cause Steve Smith any money from who's he work for? He works for Fox or ESPN or somebody. Will it cost him money from that? Will shame actually work in this case?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know what the play is here. I don't know what the how you handle this if you're Steve.
Don't read this stuff at work because it's
no, absolutely do
it's
not.
It's very graphic.
Absolutely do not. And don't listen to the phone call. Just like do it on your own laptop at home by yourself. Okay. What I will say is this: Steve Smith. There's no character clause to get into the NFL Hall of Fame, but for a dude who is like a borderline candidate. This isn't going to help the argument any, like at all. The dude put on Twitter, my wife works for the morning or for the Ravens. She met Steve Smith Sr. at work. Steve has been my wife. I got receipts and I got a lot more, homie. Then he was straight up posting screenshots of the text back and forth between Steve Smith Sr. and old boy's wife. And they're racy, to say the least.
Yeah, that's a light word compared to what they actually are. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Pope Francis.
He's not doing well, from what I understand, right? Like, they took him out of the limelight. He's having some health issues and has had to kind of step back.
I believe he's in the hospital for pneumonia.
From his papal duties.
Yeah.
Get well, buddy. Get well.
He's pretty old, and there might be a chance that, well, things are not going well.
Maybe all watching a chimney sooner rather than later.
As Joey B. said on the stream, double pneumonia.
Oof.
which is
twice as bad as regular pneumonia.
Yeah,
I assume.
Yeah, well, I've had pneumonia before. It's not good, so I can't. I don't know how it's double. I guess it's in both lungs or something. I don't know what double is.
I got nothing.
Yeah. All right. The next thing that's exiting is Ryan Nemeth.
Okay, so this one's all weird. And instead of talking about the lawsuit from Ryan Nemeth that is pointed at CM Punk and Tony Khan and AEW, instead I'd rather say that I, for one, am very, very happy to welcome to the WWE roster an absolute icon, a native, and a man who represents my favorite, my home state, very well, ladies and gentlemen, Louisiana Knight. Yeah! R-Truth's the best. Hey, how does he still get me? You know it's coming. You know he's going to do some silly stuff, and he gets me. I was watching SmackDown yesterday morning at like 10 in the morning, laughing my ass off because friend of the show, R-Truth, is a certified comedy genius. Louisiana Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. When my phone goes off and it's Rob, I'm like, oh, no, what's going on? And it was just that. I'm like, oh,
I just needed
cool.
somebody who was going to understand how hard I laughed at Louisiana Knight after being sold as a Louisiana native and legend.
Watch his face. I don't know if he knew it was coming. Talk about L.A. Knight. He nearly broke.
I like he looks at me. He's like, I'm not from here. L.A. Knight's like, it's in your name. L.A. Okay, that's it for us. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.